Regular gum is boring, but Icebreaker's ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreaker's gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreaker's ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I said that Fordham would beat any team in the metro area right now, including St. John's, Manhattan, Seton Hall, Iona, Rutgers. When I said Rutgers, I didn't know Rutgers had this many fans, Don.
Well, it's a big school, Mike.
They went crazy. Rutgers has the best defense in the country, and then somebody actually called, got a hold of Vegas, and if Fordham played Rutgers on a neutral site, they'd be a 19-point underdog.
Wow.
Listen, and what I said to somebody on Twitter, can you let me just revel in this? Fordham's been so bad for so long. They're 17-4. Can I get giddy? Do you have to call me out for being giddy about my alma mater?
They had to.
It's so hurtful.
It's a shame, I think, honestly.
Anthony, are you going to the Hill tonight?
I'd love to. No, I'm not going. It's going to be packed. I think it's sold out again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to be there. Mike Watts, I think, is doing it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Great
former Fordham guy.
Former Fordham guy, WFUV 90.7, if you want to listen on Rayro, but you should be listening to the Knick game.
Right.
Good call. Good job, Anthony.
Yeah.
Rutgers is 14-7.
Right.
In the Big Ten.
But this weekend, they did get slapped around, and I mentioned that, and they got upset at me. That was one game. Okay, so Rutgers
would be nice. Who did they get slapped around by, Purdue?
I forget. Yeah, I think it was Purdue.
Well, that'll do.
1-800-919-3776. Don just had a list at the end of the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Top five actors, actresses, that or singers that became actors.
Right. Musicians, I think, is the way I label it.
Okay. Yeah. And some people take exception to some of the people on your list.
Hear from them.
Let's go to Skip in Toms River. Skip.
Big Skip.
Okay. Great argument, Skip.
Don, with you being from New Jersey
and
also being such a huge Giants fan, how can you possibly forget the most fabulous rendition done by a female artist from New Jersey for the Super Bowl when the Giants won?
But Whitney Houston. Yeah, she was in The Bodyguard. That's all I think of.
Bodyguard.
Yeah, but that's not enough of a body of work for me to have it in the top five. She's a fabulous singer, no question.
If it had been top five songs associated with movies, I'm guessing that song makes it.
Yeah, but she.
But the
she
movie Bodyguard isn't
but
enough.
That's all I can think of. What else was she in?
And that's all. Waiting to Exhale.
Okay, but I'll stand by her not being in the top five,
even though
she's from Jersey, and that is a tremendous rendition of the national anthem before Super Bowl 25. Who are you taking out?
Let's go to John in Apple Valley. John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey,
how are you,
pal?
Well, it's up here in the high desert of California. It's a little chilly now at night. It's in the 20s.
Wow.
Oof. Okay. Thanks for the update.
Well, Don, I'm not quibbling with your top five, but I just wanted to know, did you consider Bobby Darin?
Be honest,
no,
I did not. Not for a second, you
didn't. No. Now, remind me, like, what was he in movie-wise?
Well, he got nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in Captain Newman, M.D.
Okay. I did not think of it. Who would you take out, then?
No, I'm not quibbling with the top five.
But quite honestly, I did not think about Bobby Darin. I do not think of him.
I don't even know he's an actor.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know he was an actor.
Let's go to Mel in New Jersey.
Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I know Justin Timberlake didn't make your list, but I think it was a great call because Alpha Dog is a great movie.
Wait, he did or did not make it? He made it.
He made it.
He was an honorable mention.
Yeah.
No.
I had him as an honorable mention.
He's not on the original list.
He made the original list back three years ago.
I forgot about Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
That's a good. It is a good movie.
Let's go to Fred in the Bronx.
Wow, there's
Fred.
A lot of calls here.
Hello.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Judy Garland and Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, Judy Garland.
You didn't consider it, did you?
I didn't consider it. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg with her as far as actor. Because how old was she in The Wizard of Oz?
150.
And so it probably comes...
She was 16.
So, and Chevalier, I'm not familiar with.
Maurice Chevalier.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, I'm just telling you way to pronounce it.
I didn't remember what he said. I took a stab in the dark.
Wait, it's Maurice Chevalier?
Chevalier.
And I've heard the name.
What's Maurice famous for?
He's a French actor.
Got it. Yeah. Why would he be on this list?
Because he sang and he was in movies.
I'm going to go in there and take a life.
Let's go to Brian in Long Beach. Brian.
Yeah, hi. Bing Crosby was nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Wow. I know. I just didn't care for his acting.
He won Best Actor for the Going My Way, was nominated for Bells of St. Mary's, and was nominated for The Country Girl.
I know.
Brian, that was a guess. The guy, he's awful. He's awful at what he does. He's terrible.
I don't care for his acting.
You don't care for the big.
You don't care for a guy who was nominated.
He's just playing himself.
He did not play himself.
Yes, he did. He just sit there. Boom, 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 boom.
That's not what he did in the Bells of St. Mary's. He won an Academy Award.
That doesn't mean they're always good.
Yeah, a lot of hacks have won the Academy Award.
I don't know any Bing Crosby movies.
The Bells of St. Mary's. Did you just hear what he said?
I've never seen it.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't believe in his acting.
You don't believe in it.
I like that Don's sticking with his convictions here.
He'd do it again, is what he's saying.
That's
Kelly
right.
In Albany. Kelly.
Hello?
Hi, Kel.
Yeah?
Sure, Kelly. What do you got?
What do you got? Hello.
I say that Harry Styles should be on the list for musicians turned to actors.
You know what, Kelly? You may be sort of goofing, but he is having a pretty good acting career.
But yeah. Is he ready to be in the top? Who are you taking
out? That's what I would ask, Kelly. Is who you taking out? By the way, can I just say something based on the way these phone calls are coming in?
Sure.
Every day, we sit around with these hack-a-doodle-doos who we work with, our pinhead suits.
Mm-hmm.
What's the open? Why, Don, we scour. What sports are we going to discuss today? We have to talk about topical sports. Don rambles on about God knows what on his list. It's more exciting than everything we did all day long. What are we doing? Yeah. This is the show.
That's it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go to Joe in Palm Springs. Joe?
Joe?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Great.
Good. You?
I'm doing well. Cold. Very cold here for Palm Springs.
Oh, really?
Unbelievably cold.
What's the temp today?
The high today was about 50.
You'll survive. What do you got for me?
Well, when we used to have an 80 in January,
I think he survives. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll make it. Listen, Michael, don't get the EV.
Why?
Go for the hybrid. I have solar on my house, and I'm having solar backup batteries put in also. And they told me don't put in an EV vehicle, even though you have solar, because it'll just suck everything right up. And then you're out on the road, and there's nowhere to charge them up. Now, I'm in California. We don't have places out here to charge.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Here, you won't really have that issue.
There's a lot. I mean, I heard there's a lot of places in California to charge.
Well, there's a place like Target, that type of thing.
Right.
If you're on the highway driving, far and few between, and I think you're better off with a hybrid. You'll get the same savings on money.
All right. I'll look into it. Thank you, Joe. I will look into it. I mean, we have looked into if there's charging stations around where we live, and there is, and this is the car that Jody uses for the kids.
I think she's not really going that far.
Yeah, she's not driving to Montana.
What's the gentleman's name?
Joe.
Joe is driving, you know, from in Palm Springs, where when you get 15 minutes outside of Palm Springs, you're driving through the desert.
True.
So it's a different kind of animal.
And there's not a lot of charging stations in the desert.
In the middle of the desert? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Let's go to Charlie in Queens. Charlie.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
Hey, Charlie.
What's up? On the list. So, Jamie Foxx, and I know she's going to need a lot of work, but I think she's deserving. And soon, like, if you do this list, like, next year, maybe 5 years later, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, a little bit more.
We thought about it.
Yeah, I know she was great. I didn't see the Gucci movie. What was it called? The House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
She was great. The Star is Born. I need a little bit more work. A little bit more. What was
the
other one he said?
Nominated for Academy Award, and he needs a little more work. He also said Jamie Foxx. And a couple of... Jar from Oz said, how about Queen Latifah? She was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. I thought about her. She does great in The Equalizer.
Jersey again.
Also Jersey. What was the other one that the caller said?
Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx is singing and acting are like... acting first. Because you know him, we know him from In Living Color before anything else.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I go actor first.
A doctor friend of mine, Chris Christopherson.
No. I mean, he had a couple of good hits.
He's a singer first.
And he's been in a couple of movies, but not like, what was he in? Convoy. I liked him in Convoy. And of course, A Star Is Born, the third rendition.
Here's one.
Not putting Chris Christopherson
on the
top
five. Here's one that you have to put on. I'm sorry, won an Academy Award.
Who's that?
Cher.
I thought about
Moonstruck.
Cher. I know. And that's...
Mask.
Yeah, she didn't win for Mask. She won for Moonstruck, and then she was nominated.
Witches of Eastwood?
Witches of Eastwick.
Eastwick.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Who are you taking out?
Well, so you're going to take somebody out. Cher should be in.
No, but who are you taking out? You seem very adamant that it should be Cher.
You could take out Streisand.
No, I'm not. No.
Why?
Because I love Babs.
Well, so then it's a person.
She's a better singer. She's got more hits than Cher, and she's a better actress. She's been in more stuff.
I mean, you look at the Sonny Oover. So there's a lot of hits there.
I always had a thing for Babs too. I'm not taking her.
Really?
Off the list. Young Streisand?
Even old Streisand.
Yeah.
No, What's Up Doc is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, good for you. Anyway, we'll come back.
Well, it's good for me. I enjoy it.
All right. I said it's good for you. We'll be back, and that'll be good for you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Bing Crosby was nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Wow. I know. I just didn't care for his acting.
Uh-oh.
Cracks himself up.
Uh-oh.
It's amazing. Look, he's all red.
And is it his read?
Yeah, it's his read. It's not mine.
Don's living with his pain right now.
Oh, no. Too bad we're off here on Yes.
Do you want me to read it, Anthony?
All right,
I read it?
Let's figure this out.
Give me, I'll read it. Wow. Are you still living with pain?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Regular gum is boring. But Icebreaker's ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreaker's gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreaker's ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
If you hung with us through the commercial, this is what set Don off for some reason.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I just saw it up here, and now it's gone.
Bing Crosby was nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
Wow. I know. I just didn't care for his acting.
Why did that set you off so much?
It struck me as funny at the time. I had to do a read. I don't know.
Did you post that video, Anthony?
Yes, I retweeted.
Okay, so we posted a video on Instagram and Twitter. I videoed Don losing his mind when we went to break.
You did, okay.
Yeah, because I figured the Yes audience wouldn't get to see him doing his, you know, red-faced craziness, and it needed to be seen.
You are quite an entertainer to even think about doing. Let's go to Dina in the mothership's main
Bristol.
Portal.
Bristol,
yeah.
Whoa.
Hi, Dina.
Hello.
Hey, Dina.
Yes. I am calling in regards to Don's Daily Five, and... initially, as you guys were going through, in my mind, I kept saying, share. And I just heard your conversation in regards to why she wasn't on the list. But she has won an Academy Award. She's won Golden Globe. She's won Grammys. I mean...
Yeah.
It's a drop by Don Dina. Let's be honest.
I don't think so.
Well, the only
Cheryl
thing I will say
is a great actress.
But does she have the iconic film?
Yes.
Resume that Barbara Streisand has?
No. If the only thing I would accept to possibly take out, because some people made a very good point that you can make the case that J Lo was an actor first. Even though she danced on Living Color and she was a backup singer for Janet Jackson, her solo career didn't pop until after Celine. So if you want to take her out for Cher,
okay.
We can have that conversation.
But Barbara, no.
And the Babs stays.
Yeah, Babs has the best voice of the group.
Well, she has probably the greatest voice of all time.
Exactly. So and then had a great acting career.
Yeah, right. But the fact that he's putting her in there because... Young Don had the hots for Babs. Right,
old Don still has the hots for him.
It's my list.
That's
so
right.
You don't think I'm going to play favorites? Of course, it's my list.
Now, would Nancy be upset with you if you slept with Barbara Streisand?
She wouldn't be upset if you slept with anybody.
No, we don't have hall passes.
No hall passes.
No.
Life is a hall pass.
I've always liked the Lamborghini.
I told you.
Cheryl in Trenton. What's up, Cheryl? Again, I hit the wrong button. Cheryl, how are you?
Heavenly Father.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's up?
Terrific.
Well, Don, king of the list.
Yes.
I have a suggestion for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why not make a list of the 5 male and 5 female actors who are most successful and are naturally ugly?
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
no, you can't. In today's world,
yeah, but
rating women's looks. No,
here's the thing.
Well, you're rating men too.
I am not. I didn't even think about a female list. I think a male can have a male list.
You could say the
top
guy.
5 ugliest.
Oh, you got
men.
Why don't you do top 5 ugliest sports radio hosts?
Nobody here.
You can't possibly squeeze it into 5. Come on, that's not right.
In New York,
who are you taking out?
Who are you putting in?
Yummy. Wait. So is there a man that jumps to mind?
The two that jump to mind are Mick Jagger and Steven Tyler.
I believe he pronounces it Jagger.
And she said actors, I think.
Well, she
actors
wanted me act- to do a female and a male list.
But she wanted actors, not singers.
You said singers. You know who else you left out?
Who's that?
Bette Midler.
Mm. I'm a big fan of Bette. And she had some top 10 hits, top 40 hits.
Did I ever tell
Some say
you
love
you're my hero?
Wait a minute.
That's kind of loud and irritating.
We've never been that off.
But that has never happened
before.
We
were singing two different songs.
We just completely, you know what? Maybe it's time
Wind
for
Beneath My Wings, huge hit.
Yeah.
Bugle Boy, Company B from like 73.
No, seriously. Beaches.
Na-na-na-na-na. Well, Beaches is the movie.
I'm aware.
And I think that's where the song came from, right?
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your list tomorrow to drive us through 4 hours?
Oh, I don't give it ahead of time. I don't want you doing any work.
But I did
read up that the disease that Barbara Hershey dies from in Beaches is curable now.
That's fantastic.
So isn't that nice?
Oh,
it's come a long way.
It's like, you know, you see movies now and you go, why didn't he just use a cell phone?
Now, who directed Beaches? How about that for trivia?
Bette Midler.
No. Gary Marshall.
Oh, Gary Marshall. Oh,
that's a... But by the way, rest in peace to Cindy Williams.
Yeah, that one...
That's so sad.
Yeah. Oh, was she the Shirley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Laverne's gone. Shirley's gone.
And Laverne's dad is gone.
Laverne's dad. Squiggy's gone.
Lettuce.
Michael McKean's the last
guy.
He's still fine.
Didn't Carmine Carmine pass?
I don't like to guess stuff.
I think Gary Marshall obviously is gone.
Eddie Mehta, right? Was that his name?
Oh, good. That's a good one.
Well, I read the obits yesterday for Cindy. All right, so good luck to Fordham against St. Louis. Let's do it. Let's keep winning. Let's go 18-4, beat the number one team in the Atlantic 10. That'll be great. Coming up, it's the Knicks and the Lakers. LeBron is playing. I'm heading to the Garden right after this. Peter and Don letting me go alone. It's sad.
We have a big show tomorrow
starting at 3. Superbox Bonanza continues. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Did I ever tell you're my hero?
Wait a minute.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.